Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Hey, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, I had a very, very busy last few days, and maybe you guys could help me figure out how to play poker, because I really, really stunk at it. Well, first, it was the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Convention, okay, or meeting in Las Vegas. I know you missed it. You missed it, all right? But it actually was fun. Look, I've been to a lot of doctor meetings. There is nothing more cool and more fun and more party atmosphere in terms of doctor meetings than the NAFP. So it was a good meeting, okay? So it started out with this wine taster that I got to MC. And, you know, nobody really knew who I was because I got on the mic before I was introduced, because I figured I could already start giving people crap. Like, there was a, you know, there was a lab company there, Quest Diagnostics. So I walk over there and nobody knew the mic was on, and I pretended like I didn't know the mic was on. I'm like, okay, do you have my chlamydia results back, please? I'd like to know what my titers are. No, ma'am, we don't have those here. You don't have any lab results? So after I gave everybody a bunch of crap, yeah, I'm not a big wine drinker, but there was some really, really nice, really, really nice wine there. For those of you guys that like wine, wine tastings are great with that, because then you don't have to buy a whole bottle. Nobody wants to buy a whole bottle. By the way, that's something that a lot of you guys do that is putting you at risk for diabetes and a bunch of other issues, is you open up a bottle of wine, and you really can't put a cork in it and save it in the fridge, right? You need to either just drink it or dump it. And I have a lot of patients going, you just can't throw out a half a bottle of wine. And I get that, because I grew up from family who, they grew up from depression parents. And so nobody wants to waste anything. So you got to get in the habit of dumping the bottle of wine or going over to the neighbor and handing them the half-open bottle. Okay, and just tell them they could drink from the opening of it. All right, so anyway, we went through that. And then I know there was supposed to be CME and classes and stuff, but I had to do a local show, so I didn't really get to sit in on too many of the classes. All right, but there was a poker tournament. So I decided to get involved with the poker tournament. Now, the one thing about me, and I know a lot of you guys are like, gosh, you know, Dahlia, you're really, really subdued, and, you know, I understand you're older, but when I get, I guess, back together with old medical school colleagues, it starts to get a little crazy. So apparently we were, I guess, the NAFP, a bunch of doctors, were in a poker tournament. And I know a lot of you guys think doctors are geeks. They're not. And do not, well, yeah, we are geeks. But, I mean, not to the point where we can't play poker. And so there were some serious poker players. Remember, we're doctors. We study, we observe, we deduce, we take risks. Right? We assess the situation. Excellent poker players. And we know how to put on a poker face. We know how to do the poker face. I forgot to sing that song. I should have sung it. All right. The problem is as a doctor, I am too busy to learn what all the lingo is and how to play. Like, you know, they're like, all right, ante, and I remember the term ante up. I'm like, ante? And they'd be like saying, ante, ante, and then everybody had to throw money. I'm like, who is this ante woman? And please tell me she's not going to dance on the table. Like, no, we're throwing money in because it's ante. I'm like, ante who? All right, just ante up. All right, so I understand. We all had to contribute, and they kept upping the ante, and I was like, what? All right. All In, I knew about All In because I used to wear a t-shirt when I went to fraternity parties that said All In. All right, and it got me the guys. Backdoor made a lot of people giggle, so that was something. All right, but what really confused me were the blinds. There was the small blind and the big blind, okay? And I did not like the blinds because every time the pit boss came, he would be raising the blinds. You know, like in your house, you raise the blinds. Okay, so I really didn't understand that term. So I'm sitting there, and they go, all right, NAFP players, you know, we are now upping the blind. Okay, well, first of all, I didn't have that much money to start upping the blind. And I guess the blind is like, I guess the, I don't know, it's just more money to play with the bet. And there were some real head honchos at this conference for the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians. So after about the third time the pit boss upped the blind, I started screaming. You know, he's like, all right, NAFP players. I'm like, no, I'm not with the NAFP anymore. I have completely denounced my membership. These guys suck. I am out of here. Screw them. Yeah, they, okay, so me and my medical school colleagues, to prevent the blind going up for our table, we were vehemently denouncing the group that just graciously hosted us the whole weekend. No, they suck. No. NAFP, no, we are so not with them. These guys are the biggest bunch of bastards. No way. But it didn't really work out that way. Meanwhile, we got dirty looks from the other tables from the NAFP heads. Now, one of the NAFP heads, okay, his name is Tom, he decides, okay, he sits his brother and his son at my table. Now, I love fresh meat. You know, you get the son of one of your ex-bosses, oh, man, you can rip him a new one. Okay, but the problem is his brother was a ringer. His brother knew how to play. So I had, I guess, he for some reason got me to give up a whole straight. I had no idea I had a straight, so I totally lost. So this guy really knew how to work me. And I was really, really confused. I had two red jacks. So I had a heart jack and I had a diamond jack. Jack and diamond jack of hearts. He has, I don't know, a couple other like low cards and he beats me. Then I get two aces. And I'm like, you know what? All in. Okay, I got two aces. My first two cards showing. No other cards were showing. I had just two aces. I go all in. Sucker! He goes all in with a three and a six of clubs. And he beats me with a flush eventually. I don't get this whole poker game. The game sucks. And now I accidentally, and now I gotta try to eat crow and get myself back into the NAFP by being nice to Tom. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who's making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. By the way, I mean, Tom is actually really good when it comes to computers. Okay, you guys know that one of the very few things I know absolutely crap about are computers. And Tom really knows. So here I am with my Google or my Google Chrome, my Internet Explorer. And maybe what we'll do is one day have Tom come on and give us a review of, because he knows this stuff way better than I. My computer keeps crashing. We should really do that, Tom. We need, you know, when we do our stress relief, okay, we figure out how to have you teach us what to do with our computers so we don't get all ticked off and stressed and, you know, clench in the buttocks.
Well, if I was to relieve everybody of their stress at computers, my first thing would be if you have a Windows operating system, take it outside and get a baseball bat and just have at it. Go total Office Space on it, and I swear you will feel better for at least 10 minutes until you turn on the next Windows machine.
That's awesome.
That's personal opinions.
Awesome. By the way, I love the Office Space reference. That was a great movie.
I love that movie.
I know. I need a red stapler. I love that movie. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Rarely do any of my articles make front page, but I guess my suggestions on fixing Medicare and Medicaid made a front page of Jerry Doyle's Epic Times. And, I mean, he's got a lot of good contributors. So for my article to be, I know, yay! I don't know if I'm more excited about writing the article, but I made front page. So, and front story. So definitely check that out at epictimes.com, talking about if Medicaid and Medicare, at their 50th birthday, do they need a makeover? And I believe they do. I mean, we're spending billions of dollars. If we're going to spend billions of dollars, I think there's better ways to do it, better ways to provide care to our elderly, to our people who are over a certain age that really I don't think should be given the elderly stereotype or stigma, because I think they're still rocking it and they're still sexy and hot. And for people that just can't make ends meet, there are better ways to deliver health care than a system like Medicare and Medicaid that end up spending a lot of money on fraud, illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, etc. We could give illegal immigrants care through much cheaper than handing them a Medicaid card. So I think we need to revamp the system. So go to Epic Times for that. Jerry Doyle has a lot of good articles and good information there. All right, there's a woman who woke up from a hysterectomy to find her front teeth missing. Now, this did not happen in the United States, so everybody could kind of relax going, man, you know, what doofus, you know, did that. It wasn't any of our doofuses, okay? All right. Apparently, she said this from the UK. She says, I woke up from an operation with two teeth missing, and I cannot believe that I still have not been able to get a straight answer from the hospital. This is Claire Jones, 47 years old, of Newcastle. This has been reported on Fox News. Before the July 15th procedure, Jones had signed a declaration informing doctors at Royal Stroke University Hospital that she had one denture, which was then taken out. Doctors allegedly could not account for her additional missing teeth, which has now led to an investigation. They said they obviously had to remove them to put something in to help with my breathing during the operation. Yeah, a lot of times they remove dentures when they have to intubate you, because why have the teeth loose? Why knock out the teeth, etc.? All right, but they haven't told me that. If they had admitted it and apologized, and they said that we'll replace the teeth, then I wouldn't be so grumpy, angry, she says. The chief nurse at Royal Stroke University Hospital told Metro COUK that they are aware of Jones's claims. They say the trust is aware and the concerns raised by her and her family. We have set procedures to take place to investigate all concerns raised by the patients, and we will be responding to the family in due course. Unfortunately, the patient cannot afford to have corrective dental surgery. So, you know, this is interesting. You know, remember we were talking about these robots, you know, the robotic surgeries and the robotic hysterectomies, which I think I'm going to do. I think when I get my uterus taken out and ovaries, which is going to be a wonderful day, and I'll try to videotape the whole procedure for you guys. There was a robot that actually smacked a woman upside the head while it was operating on her. Now, I believe in artificial intelligence. Did I ever tell you guys that? I totally believe in that. I believe that these robots, because I've met so many people that are stupid. I've met so many people where I would rather trust a robot than trust them with, you know, certain things. Not that we're using robots because we don't trust doctors. It's just robots could get in to very minute places, and their surgery technique could lead to a quicker recovery time, less bleeding. I mean, it's really, really cool some of the fine movements these robots could do. So it's not an intelligence thing why we're using robots. It's a practicality thing, and it also looks cool. You know how cool it is? You know, doctors have always wanted to work with robots, but we couldn't because we had to do rectal exams and, you know, look at people's throats and, you know, clean up code browns. Now we get to act just as cool as a lot of you computer geeks out there because now we get to work with robots. So it's just something we do. But I'm a little nervous, you know, about if she had a robotic assisted hysterectomy, did the robot smack her in the face and knock out her teeth? My guess is somebody removed the denture and it's gone. And so, hello, can somebody fight it? Yeah, I was always, you know, worried about losing things in patients. You know, it's very dangerous for us women doctors to be having these acrylic nails. The other day when I was getting ready for one of the events at the conference, one of the nails fell off, and we had to look all over for it. Now, luckily, I usually wear gloves with my patients, so I've never lost a nail with a patient. But what if I decide to take off the gloves or something and something flies? All right, there would be a nail and a real beautiful sparkled. I don't know if you guys see my nails, they're gorgeous. They got like a lot of the glitter. They're like glitter polish. I'd be so worried that something like that could fall somewhere. So I'm very, very careful around a patient to make sure I'm not losing anything. You know, I make sure my Kegels are being done so I don't drop an IUD. I, you know, always clench the buttocks to make sure I don't lose any stool. You know, that kind of thing. I just don't want to lose things around my patients. So we'll keep you posted if we are able to find her missing teeth. Jessica Alba is in the news, all right, because she has a company. I think Jessica Alba is very pretty. I think she's actually very, very talented. I am a fan of Jessica Alba. I really, really am. I know she's got a lot of bad rap. But her company, Honest Company, has come, that's what it's called, Honest Company, has come under fire because customers say that one of its sunscreens does not protect against the sun's harmful UV rays. Fox8.com reported that over the weekend, Twitter and Facebook erupted with photos from users of Honest Sunscreen, location SPF 30, who complained the product left them with severe sunburns. Now, the Honest Company sells non-toxic consumer goods. They say its product offers broad-spectrum protection by using zinc oxide rather than other common sunscreen chemicals like avobenzone, oxybenzone, and a camsole. Remember I told you guys zinc oxide is my favorite because we don't know about free radical damage that oxybenzone could cause? So zinc oxide appears to be a safer sunscreen. But apparently, there are people saying that the sunscreen is not effective. Now, according to the company's response, they say our sunscreen lotion, why did it say location? It's a lotion. They have a typo up there. Our sunscreen lotion was tested by an independent third party against the protocols prescribed by the FDA and over-the-counter sunscreen products, and the results showed that our product is effective and safe for use as 80-minute water-resistant SPF 30 sunscreen lotion. All right, now their sunscreen has 20% non-nano zinc oxide. So for those of you guys that, you know, like that kind of, you know, non-nano stuff, I guess you could get it from the Honest Company. They supplemented its sunscreen formula with other ingredients reducing the zinc, making it effective. That, you know, a lot of people go, Dahlia, why aren't you coming up with a product, you know, like a douche or like a vitamin or like a, you know, testosterone? The thing is, I want to know what's in it. You know, I know you could hire a company and the company will take responsibility, you know, if the product, you know, harms somebody, et cetera. But I mean, look, you know, Jessica Alba's all over the news, her company's all over the news. And, you know, I mean, how are they supposed to know if it really works? You need to trust the chemists. You need to trust the researchers. And I'm not a very trusting individual. I'm not, you know? You know, that's why I text my husband every 5 minutes. Oh, you know what? I better go text him now. Where are you? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
All right, guys, friends. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. I know a lot of you guys want to follow me on Grindr. I'm not on Grindr yet. I just don't know what to do on that. My guess is it's very dirty. And I'm a married woman, so I do not need to, you know, bump and grind. Do you know about it, Tom? Tom's like, yeah, I know a Grindr. I got 7 accounts.
No, I barely know what that is, and it sounds fairly lewd from my opinion. If it's anything like, what's that?
Tinder.
Yes. Yeah, if it's anything like that, I'll pass. That's all about online dating and stuff. For feel goods, but I mean,
big
there's
time.
Difference between dating and just like sleazy Craigslist type things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, actually, speaking of online dating, that's how I currently mess around with my husband. You know, I mean, it's a lot easier. And, you know, when you go through premenopause, you start getting little vaginal atrophy and stuff. I find that it's more stimulating to just talk to him online. And that's what we do.
I use it as a confidence booster because sometimes you just get bailed on by a date and the next thing you know, you're just like, well, I could have these 5 people that seem interested in me online. But I've never actually followed up on any of it because it just, it's weird. Not blind
okay.
date kind of guy.
All right. So guys, you know what this, you know, Tom does sound sexy, doesn't he? And he's single. So for those of you guys that want to date Tom, I don't know if I'm going to get fired for doing that, but,
Minnesota, you can get a hold of me out in Burnsville.
Call the Dr. Dahlia Show and you'll get a hold of him.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This headline caught my eye. Save your marriage in just 2 minutes. Is your relationship falling apart because you are too busy to nurture it? It is a 2-minute marriage project. I'm sorry. That's too much of a time commitment for me. Way too much time. They say by middle age, your relationship seems a constant. It's easy to, wait a second, how come she gets all this credit? I told you guys that. You know, my husband and I are going to be working on the 19th year, come December. And you forget to say you love each other, you forget to do some nooky-nooky, you forget to smack each other on the butt, and you know, if my husband does try to, you know, grab something, I usually smack him, you know, going, what are you doing, you know, you're going to mess up the way, you know, my bra has, you know, everything all aligned, which took me 15 minutes to do. So, I've already told you guys that you need to remember to tell your husband or tell your wife that you love him, and none of this emoji stuff, okay? A heart with that pile of poo-poo and the thumbs up, no, that's not enough for love. So it's called the 2-Minute Marriage Project, Simple Secrets for Staying in Love by relationship guru and mother of 4, Heidi Pullman. All right, so she has all these practical tips, okay? So she goes, he's not lazy, he's just busy. You know, I got to admit, I used to accuse my husband of being lazy. He's not lazy. It's a man thing. Men like to just kind of sit, you know? And they just, they do. Men
can
like
confirm,
to just, you know.
I love
huh?
sitting. I said, I can confirm. I love sitting. Sitting is like the greatest thing. Next to laying down. Laying down is actually the best.
But you guys, you like sit and stare at the wall.
No, oh, well, I mean, paint drying is a very exciting prospect to us.
See, we women, we need to nail file. We need to talk on the phone. We need to gossip. I just can't sit and stare at a wall. But you guys do, and that's smart. You know, because it's healthier. But unfortunately, we women get really, really mad when you see you guys, you know, do that. And my sons do the same thing. I'll walk into the room and go, what are you doing? And they go, nothing. And that makes me so mad. I'm like, how could you not be doing nothing? We only have X amount of minutes on this earth. Okay, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing this. But even my two boys, even the cats and the dogs, they just sit there and stare, you know. I'm like, guys, don't you need to do something? But you want to know what? You guys are the smart ones. Because, you know, here we women are running around neurotic. All right.
See, what we're doing is we're actually trying to sit here and think of ways to not get yelled at for sitting there thinking of ways to not get yelled at. It's a paradox that you can't escape.
Isn't that funny? You know, if my husband touches something he's not supposed to touch or he does something he's not supposed to do, I yell at him. So you would think the safest place for my husband to be is just sitting in a seat doing nothing, and I yell at him for that too.
He's thinking of how to stop the cycle.
All right. Another thing they say is don't forget to kiss. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of husbands and wives, they think that they have to, you know, spend the time groping and, sometimes a simple kiss can express a lot of love. Arizona State University researchers found that married couples instructed to kiss frequently in this way reported not only less stress and more relationship satisfaction, but it also lowered their cholesterol. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever seen me kiss, but I mean, it's a big workout. You know, because I revealed I was doing a local show with Dr. Stephen Sachs on Saturday, and I was talking about how I never officially learned how to French kiss. So I really don't know officially how you do it. I don't know if you're supposed to, you know, do like a north, south, east, west clockwise thing. Do you do a count? I really don't know. And so I compensated by really using my orbicularis oris and my buccinator muscles, you know, into the kiss. And so by the time I finished kissing my husband, it's, I mean, you know, you're dripping sweat. I mean, it's a big workout. And then TMJ ensues. But hey, at least my husband knows I love him. Another thing they say is celebrate your husband's victories. Okay, researchers from America's UCLA and University of Rochester studied four different ways that spouses typically respond to good news. Openly and excitedly, supportively and quietly, no response at all, and actively discouraging. So, you know, when my husband says, you know, look, I peed today, and honey, you'd be happy to know that I didn't miss a seat, that all pee went into the toilet. Rather than going, are you kidding me? You should be doing that every day. Reward him. All right. Celebrate his accomplishment, his victory. You peed in the toilet. Yay, baby. Come here for an orbicularis oris kiss. All right. Celebrate their victory. It's really true. You know, I mean, you know, we think men don't need a lot of emotion. They do. You know, he gets a raise. He does, you know, he puts the right bet on the right sports team. You know, high five him. Keep a gratitude journal, they say. They say we all want to be recognized for our efforts. So maybe, you know, keep a list of, now I have a mental list of everything my husband does wrong. But do I have a list of things he does good? You know, what that I'm, you know, so I think that's nice. They say in one study, 50 committed couples were given this task for a week. On days when they felt very appreciated, the husband or wife tended to appreciate his or her partner more the next day. Okay? And don't forget reciprocal appreciation. They say welcome home. When husband comes home or wife comes home, don't just sit there and, you know, or give him stuff to do. Go, man, I'm glad you're home. I miss you. My husband will do that every now and then. He's like, you know, I didn't like you being gone. We definitely noticed a change with you not here, and it's a bad change. And I'm like, really? That's so sweet. And then he gets a nookie-nookie. See, he knows how to play me. Say we, not I. I do that a lot. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I want a one-day move. Okay? Husband wants to know that he's coming with me. So we need to one day move. You get that? All right. Okay, don't go away. Oh, yeah, and then don't forget to say you're sorry. I'm going to do that. When we come back, I'm going to teach you guys how to say you're sorry to your spouse. There's an art to it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Everyone.
someone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I think it's important to talk about relationships and talk about how to fight. I bring this up probably twice a year. I bring up the topic of how to fight with your spouse or with a loved one, because a lot of us don't do it right. Okay? We get mad. And it festers and it boils and all of a sudden it comes to a head and then you do things that you're going to regret. All right. So while this, love guru is going on her, rampage here, she gives some very, very interesting advice. She has six golden rules of arguing. She says, first, start softly. Researchers have found that the outcome of a conflict can be determined by how it begins in the first 3 minutes. Use a tone of voice and words that don't blame or attack, rather than, you said you were going to be home an hour ago, now dinner is ruined. Say, hi, I'm glad you're home. I was expecting you earlier. Did something come up? Okay, that's not going to work with my husband, no. Because he knows that I have a type of arguing fight style that's the calm before the storm, okay? He knows I don't sometimes just go at him. He knows I lead up. I'm building the case. You know, there's got to be some law background that I don't know about. And I slowly, so he knows I am, slowly on the hunt, getting ready for the pounce. So if I was to say, hi, I'm glad you're home, I expect you earlier, did something come up, he is going to already be on the defensive going, oh my gosh, if I don't give her the right answer, I'm in trouble. Ask questions. Find out why something is important to the other person or how they think you should tackle a problem. I do that with my husband all the time. We'll fight about something. And I'm like, look, okay, teach me what would have been a better response on my part. I want to learn. I do that a lot. I did that with bosses. I do that, I go, look, what is the best way or what are some other ways for me to handle the situation? Because this is how I handled it because I felt I didn't have any option. Well, honey, before you get into a fight with somebody in the middle of the road, call me. You know, honey, you're right. I probably should have called you. Yeah. And then he can't get mad because I already said he was right. You see how that works? 3, say what you mean. It saves a great deal of frustration and misunderstanding rather than hoping your spouse will pick up on clues. Oh, no way. Oh, no way. I love making my husband's mind scramble, trying to make him figure out what I'm thinking. You know, again, there's no way. Once my husband knows what I'm thinking, the marriage is over. I mean, because then he figured me out. The only reason why I could keep this marriage together is because he's still, in the dark and confused about, what makes me tick. All right? Because once he, once he kind of knows, this is what Dahlia likes, this is what she doesn't like, it's not going to work. See what I mean? Okay? I can't give out all the secrets. But anyway. You also, let him know. Go look, I don't want to fight. I'm a little frustrated because, this event was important to me and you don't seem to be, interested in the event. And so you came home late and I was frustrated because I kind of was hoping you would be excited for me that we're going to this event. Something like that. All right. Be positive. Okay. And maybe I shouldn't say it that way. All right. Okay. It's easy to tell somebody that you don't like or you don't want, but be constructive. Okay, so let's say I have a media event to go to. My husband doesn't want to go. And he made me late, and I'm really, really mad about it because he's dragging his feet, and I think he's being passive-aggressive. And he rarely does this, but, let's say he does this. I don't think he's ever done it, to be honest. Okay? Be positive. Okay, so even though I want to chew him out, okay, rather than saying, damn it, I'm sick and tired of you not wanting to go to these and making me late, go look. You know what, babe? I love the fact that you're there to support me. I know these things aren't the best and they aren't the most fun, but the fact that you're going to be by my side and you're helping me is like so awesome. All right. I mean, I know we're a little bit late and we got to step on it, but I just needed to tell you before we go, I thank you. I really do. You know? You see what I mean? It's already a positive thing. Okay. Use the right pronouns. Okay. Don't always say you, that kind of thing. Okay. You want to be kind of like, you know, well, us, we, yeah. Okay. Use we. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Okay, you got to let it go. They say, according to marriage researchers, 69% of conflicts in marriage are unavoidable because they relate to personality differences. If something repeatedly bothers you, ask yourself whether an argument is going to change anything or benefit your relationship. If the answer is no, let it go. All right? There are some things in the marriage you just can't let go, you know? Like, my husband will repeatedly bring up other sexual positions and missionary positions. I'm like, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I do missionary. That's me. It's more comfortable. Right? I get good back support. Okay? I can make it work. I can watch the TV while I'm having sex. It's easy. And, no. Let it go. All right. So now, how to say you're sorry. Okay. So you blow up. You don't follow any of this advice. And now you really bit the big one. Okay, you ripped him a new one, you ripped on his family, you insulted his mother, and you took, I don't know, a lamp to his computer screen and broke it, let's say, okay? Now you messed up. Okay, so how do you say you're sorry? Psychologist Susan Hittier says there are 6 parts to a full apology. 6 parts! I could barely get through 1 part. Okay, so 1, you need to acknowledge the mistake. Okay, now I never make mistakes, so that's going to be a hard one. So I don't even think I'll get through 1. But you could say, look, when I was mad at you, I really didn't have to throw anything. I really didn't have to break something of yours. Okay, that was a mistake. Okay, that's good. That's good. 2, express regret. You know, I wish I didn't say those things to you. I love you. I wish I didn't hurt your computer screen. I love you. Okay, boom. 3, clarify what was not intentional. I didn't really want to do that. That's very, very important. You know, honey, I didn't really want to rip on your mother. All right? You know, okay, that was not intended. She was just a in the crossfire. Next, explain the circumstances. I'm on my period. I do. I play the period card a lot. I know the ladies out there are like, Dahlia, I like you, but you know what? Listen. Okay, it's really hard to eat crow with my husband. Okay? And I know he loves it when I blame it on hormones. So I will. I'll play the period card. Why not? Okay. 5, repair the damage. You broke something of his. You ripped on his mother. Call his mother. 6, learn from the mistake and make a plan to prevent the problem in the future. Okay? Yeah, I'm going to move out. All right? Next, if you shouted, if you were rude, if you knew you were wrong, your apology could look like this. I'm sorry, I was not respectful when I spoke to you earlier. Okay, now see, if I sound like that, I get mad. I shouldn't have talked to you that way. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. I was really frustrated. Should have taken a moment to calm down. That women can't say that to their men. Women cannot say that to their men. I was really frustrated and should have taken a moment to calm down. Because all the men will remember is the calm down part and think that we're neurotic. Okay, can't do that. But you could say, you know what? I was really, really upset and I realized if I just kind of take a second or two, it's not that bad. You know, that kind of thing, okay? I want you to know that I respect your opinion, and I want to listen to what you say. I don't know. My husband knows I'm more of a talker than a listener. I don't know if that will work. Next time, I'll make sure I take the time to calm down. Oh, no, don't. None of this calm down stuff. Okay, she doesn't know how to do it. You know what? Take my advice, okay? Eat crow. You know, say, look. All right, look, I love you. I was mad. It felt good yelling at you. It really felt good ripping you a new one. All right, and I got to find something else that feels better than that. Okay? See, that's honest. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Are you enjoying the Dr. Dahlia Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Dr. Dahlia Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/Dahlia. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Dahlia, and I want to hear from you.
visit me at gcnlive.com/Dahlia. That's gcnlive.com/Dahlia.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.